Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking St. Vincent College men's volleyball with new head coach Kate McCauley. Kate was just named the new coach earlier this week. She is a 2015 St. Vincent grad and is currently the assistant women's volleyball coach and manager of football operations. So we're going to talk about that and more with Kate this morning. So, Coach, good morning. Congratulations and thanks for coming on today.
Good morning. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on, a first-time guest. We always love having those, and so we're going to get started here. So tell the folks about your background.
So I am, like you said, a 2015 graduate of St. Vincent. So I have been around a little bit. I was a four-year player at St. Vincent when I was here. Recently, like you said, I've been the manager of football operations. But here at St. Vincent, you don't just do one thing. So like you said, I'm the assistant women's volleyball coach. Prior to 2020, I was also the assistant to the athletic director here at St. Vincent. My volleyball background, I've coached boys volleyball at Gateway High School, which is where I got my start with the men's programs. But I had all of my success at Greensburg Central Catholic High School, where I coached for 2 years. And in my first year, I took them to a Whitfield and a state championship. But I got started really when I was 18, coaching at a small club called Westmoreland Elite. And those coaches gave they took all the faith in me, and I ran with it.
Awesome. And we're going to get more into your coaching and some of that stuff you just mentioned as we move on. I know you're also a local person because you went to Norwin.
Yes, I did.
And I assume you played volleyball there?
I did.
And how was your experience at Norwin?
It was good. I had a great group of friends around me. It was all of my best friends in high school. We all played volleyball together, and Mary Ellen gets you ready for whatever you need to do there. So we always have the good program to come up in.
You mentioned some of the stuff at St. Vincent. How long have you been at St. Vincent?
Now this is going on my fourth year that I've been back. I started back at St. Vincent in 2018.
Awesome. And you're a 2015 grad. What's your major?
I was a psychology major.
Now, you mentioned some of your positions. First, let's talk about your current roles, assistant women's volleyball coach and manager of football operations. So just tell us what you do in those two positions.
Well, as the assistant women's volleyball coach, I help our head coach, Sue Hozak. I help her a lot at practice and with the recruiting and some of the strength and conditioning. Everything from day to day, if the girls need something, I make sure I'm available. But since taking over now as manager of football operations and it being football season and there being 15 million things to do for football, I spend a lot of time with football now. And all the extra time I have in the day goes to the women's volleyball program. But with football, I do all their travel, post-game meals. I'm in charge of anything daily that goes on in the office, really making sure the coaches have all they need and making sure that the players are doing what they need to do.
That's cool. Now, do you like both of these positions? I know your background's volleyball, but you must enjoy working with the football team as well.
I do. So back when I started in 2018, I started back. It was Coach Matinka's first year also.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was him coming into his first year. So Coach Matinka and I were in college around the same time. So we were friends. And I started helping them due to the fact that he wanted a positive female role model in their lives on campus. So I made sure that I was available for them. I worked mainly with them in the conditioning, and with strength and conditioning, but then that took a good turn. And Miss Lori, our old manager of football operations, retired, Coach said he wanted me to come back and see what I could do. So it's been a great time.
That's good. Yeah, and I know Coach very well, interviewed him many a times, and he's doing a great job at St. Vincent. You guys also have some ties back. Of course, he was the head coach of the football team at Greensburg Central Catholic for a while.
Yes, we were there at the same time also.
Awesome.
So Yeah, we've had a lot of our professional lives cross over now that we have been at GCC and now back here together.
And you mentioned your role as assistant to the athletic director. And, of course, the athletic director is Father Myron Kirsch. Tell us about that position.
So that position was funded through the NCAA. So I was technically an NCAA intern. So it was pretty interesting. I got to go to a lot of the NCAA meetings, all the conventions. And working with Father Myron is always a joy. I had a bunch of different roles. He let me, when I was a student, I worked in the athletic department. So I was close with Father Myron then. And so he had a little bit more faith in me than usual.
And so you have a lot of experience in the athletic department from just your time at St. Vincent. You think that's going to help you as you transition into your new role as the head men's volleyball coach?
Do. I think having the ties with the athletic department and being able to really navigate through some of the little things that some first-time head coaches may not know what to do, I think that'll give me a little bit of a leg up so that I'm not as stressed as somebody would be probably coming into this role.
Definitely. Now, I want to move to volleyball. And before we talk about your playing and your coaching experience, how did you first get interested in the sport?
I want to say it was probably when I was like 10, I had one of my friends grab me and just take me to a local camp day that we had at Norwin, and didn't know if I was going to like it or not. I was a big basketball player. And then all of a sudden, volleyball just took over. I had an instant connection with it from the pace of it and just like the family that you have in a team in general. I think it kind of helped spread my love for it.
That's nice. Now, and you mentioned at St. Vincent, a four-year member of the women's volleyball team. You were a setter and served as captain your senior season in 2014. So first, for people that might not be familiar with the sport, what is a setter? And then second, just talk about your playing career at St. Vincent.
So I always equate the setter of the volleyball team to the quarterback of the football team. You pretty much run the game, you run the team, and sometimes you live and die by the setter. You're the person that has to put the ball in the air for your hitters to hit and make sure everybody does their job, and you keep everybody on track, level-headed, everything like that. You're basically like the coach on the floor. But as for my playing career at St. Vincent, it was not what you would think of as a head coach. I was injured my freshman year, and I was injured my senior year. I tore my ACL my senior year, so my season was cut very short.
Wow.
But I was still very involved. But we had quite the team here when I was here. 2011 was probably my most successful year here, but in those following years, we still competed. We didn't make any postseason looks until I think my senior year we made it to the first round of the playoffs, but it was a learning experience. We had a lot of young kids on the team when I was here. But now I think we're starting to see more of what St. Vincent volleyball should be back on campus now.
Now, we want to go back here and I want to talk about your coaching career, because you rattled some of the things off earlier. So we'll talk a little bit about that more in depth here. Now, you said you coached with the Westmoreland Elite Volleyball. That was ages 14 to 18, and you did that from 2010 to 2019. So just talk about that experience, because that's what you said really got you into coaching.
Yes, so my senior year, I wasn't sure of high school. I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue my volleyball career. So with that being said, my travel coach, he was the director of Westmoreland Elite Volleyball Club, Ray Riley. He said, come on over, come coach with me, see what happens. And so I stayed on, and all through college, I ended up there. It's a nice travel program, so it's kind of like AAU, and like you would for basketball, but you go to different tournaments. And so I continued there until I came back to St. Vincent, actually. And I coached any age from when I first started out. I was at 17s, and then when I finally turned 18, I coached 14-year-olds, and every year since then, until 2019, I was coaching any age that they needed.
And you were also, as you mentioned, the head coach for boys volleyball at Gateway High School from 2016 to 2018. Talk about your time there.
I was there. I knew the athletic director. Randy Rivesti was there when I was the coach, and they needed an assistant the first year I was there. So I came on as their assistant. And then after that, the head coach left, and Mr. Rivesti asked if I wanted to take over the program. And I knew a lot of the guys coming back, and I didn't want them to just be thrown into someone that maybe didn't have the experience, because Gateway's boys volleyball program was not one of the best in the WPL, but it wasn't horrible. But I just needed – I took over there, and it was – I enjoyed it. It was great. Coaching men is very different than coaching women, so I got to use a different form of my volleyball brain plus a different form of just me in general. I got to really expand my horizons on my coaching when I was there.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up, because I am going to ask you the difference between the two. So hold that thought. And you mentioned Greensburg Central Catholic, and from 2015 to 2018, you led them to a section, a WPIAL, and a PIAA championship in 2016. So just talk about your time at GCC, and especially that 2016 season.
2016 was quite the year. I had a great group of seniors that year. I think I had 7 on the team, and they had been very experienced. Of those 7, there were, I think, 3 of which had substantial playing when GCC won their state title in 2014. So when their senior season rolled around, they were ready to go. They weren't stopping until we hit the state championship, and I was along for the ride at times. You, as a coach, you think you do a lot, but I owed those wins to those girls completely. I mean, you're there as a coach to calm them down when you need to, but in the end, they do all the work. I got them ready prior to go into those games, and they put in the time and got it done. But it was great to be able to be a first-time head coach and one of the youngest women in PA history to win the title. So it was pretty great.
That's awesome. And I mean, That's hard to do. So what was just like the whole experience like, you know, at a WPIL championship and a state championship?
It was something that you can only dream of, really. You walking onto the court for the WPIL championship was just Baldwin, so it wasn't anything like, you know, just another game. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it was just another game. Yeah, we were going for a championship, but there was more to go after that. But I was not one of those coaches that thought of, well, what's next? I told the girls, we think of what you have in front of you, and you go from there. So it was, we had to win one set, then we had to win 2, and we had to go from there. So it was just another game, but then in the end, it meant way more than just the regular game.
Now, you brought it up earlier, so here it is. I'm going to ask you now, what is the biggest difference between coaching women or girls and men or boys?
For me, I think the biggest difference is attitude, and I guess the way I can act is actually probably the difference too. Women don't really enjoy being screamed at and making sure that you have to be, not that you have to tiptoe around, but you have to be a little bit nicer to the women. But for the men, you can just let them have it, and they agree. I'm very more honest and upfront with the boys than I am with the girls, to make sure that they don't shut down, and that they can just continue on playing regardless of what just happened. My coaching style isn't much different, but just knowing, I mean, the games are different. They're different speeds. There's different end points in each game, but I don't personally think it's very different, but just obviously the difference in the men or women is probably what's the difference.
Okay. And we're talking with new St. Vincent College men's volleyball coach Kate McCauley on DeStefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Okay, Kate, when the head coaching job for men's volleyball at St. Vincent opened up, why were you interested? And just tell me what the process was like.
So when we brought men's volleyball to St. Vincent in 2019 was whenever we finally decided to bring it on. I did help the previous head coach. I was his assistant for a little while. And when the position became available, it was a no-brainer for me, really. I have wanted to continue my time here at St. Vincent, and I wanted to have a bigger role here. Not that manager of football operations and assistant coach wasn't enough. I just felt like I had put my time in the volleyball world, and I wanted to potentially have that time of my own to be a head coach. And so for me, I spoke with our athletic director and our executive vice president, and I wanted to make sure that it was okay with them, but they wanted to make sure it was okay with me that I wanted to apply. So it was pretty much a no-brainer. I made sure that I was going to still be able to, if and when I got the position, that I could continue on with football and the women's team. So it was really, I wanted to make that splash. I had a couple of the kids in my ear seeing if I was going to take over, and so it kind of helped. My relationships that I've built with a few of the players over the years, and just the relationships that you can build with players in general, that's another reason that I figured a head coaching job would be great in my future.
Yeah, and you also talk about relationships. You know, you obviously have a good one with Coach Hozak, who has done a great job with the women's volleyball program at St. Vincent. So talk about what you've learned from her and how she's going to be able to help you as you become the head coach of the men's volleyball team.
I really couldn't be here in this position if it wasn't for Coach Hozak. So I owe my whole life here at St. Vincent to her. She had the faith in me to recruit me in 2011, and she's had the faith in me to bring me on back in 2018. So she has been one of my greatest mentors in the volleyball world, and she will be there for an ear to listen. I can tell you that whenever I need somebody as a sounding board, just as her being an influential woman in a man's world also, it'll be nice to have that role model in her also. But I know she'll be there, one of my biggest fans probably, on the side in the gym whenever the season starts. So I've already pushed some things by her in the last few days, and she's ready to go. She's ready to be on and help me out in any way that I can.
That's great. And what was it like playing for her and then also working with her as an assistant coach?
Yes, so that was a big transition whenever I came back.
I bet.
From being, Coach Hozak was always like a mother to me, so she was like my mom away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So as a player playing for her, she was exactly what I needed. She and I pull a lot of my coaching style is from her, and her and I actually had, her high school coach was one of my first travel volleyball coaches. So we were coached by the same woman. And so we pull a lot of our coaching styles from her. And but coming back, being her assistant has been great too. I've learned so much, and she has equally, I think, hopefully learned some things from me. So we balance each other out. On the women's side of the ball, definitely we balance each other out. So it's good.
Now, you mentioned men's volleyball is relatively new at St. Vincent. There's only been two seasons, 2020, 0-13, and 2-6 earlier this year in 2021. So tell me what your vision for the program is and how you plan to build it.
Yeah, just hearing those numbers makes me
you don't want to hear those, huh?
Exactly. I'm like, so what can I do? I just plan to really, obviously this season I'm going to come in and change some things. I mean, we really need to get an offense going. We need to make sure that everybody's on the same page. In the past, I feel like some of the players have helps dictate what needs to go on. So I think they need some leadership themselves. So I plan to make sure that everybody's on the same page so that they know, like, this is our goal of St. Vincent men's volleyball, and it's going to be to potentially get a few more wins in the season and make sure that we are competing. I think that's going to be my big goal this year, is to just compete. I mean, it's 0-13 and only winning a few matches last year. I think they should have won a couple more. But so that's going to be in my forefront. What teams can we beat? What can we do? And, yeah, that kind of thing. But competing is a huge word for me, and I think that's going to be the mantra of the men's team this year.
Now, talk about your plan for recruiting and the importance of recruiting locally, because that's always important to get the WPIAL kids and others to stay in this area.
Yes, so I'm definitely going to pull on my ties with Whipple Volleyball. Starting out there, I think it helped me build a lot of relationships with the local head coaches, and I know just coaching at Gateway for those few years, I gained a lot of respect from some Whipple coaches at that point too. So I will definitely be pulling and going straight for those Whipple kids at first. And recruiting is going to be a big thing. I'm going to need to bring in some bodies and everything else here. So talented bodies are always a great thing. So yes. If I can bring in some boys here that'll help us compete more, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good volleyball programs, as you know, in this area, not only boys, but also girls out of the WPIAL.
Yes, there are. And knowing that, I think, is also a leg up around here to be able to pull to those programs that are successful and may have that fourth or fifth kid off the bench that wants to have that that goal, and he wants to play in college, and he wants to continue on. And I will definitely be looking at all of those. I when I recruit for volleyball for the women's team, we recruit attitudes, and you don't have to necessarily be the most talented kid on the floor, but if you can bring something other than your talent to the gym, I'm all for that. So hopefully I can find a few guys like that too.
Now, tell me about the current roster and the foundation that is in place for the men's volleyball team.
Our current roster, I know we have we had a lot of first-year players again last year. Whenever in 2020 we had a lot of seniors on the team, so we had to rebuild it from there. But this year we will have an abundance of sophomores and juniors will be leading the team pretty much. Our libero is back from last year. A lot of our setters and hitters are back. So I actually haven't gotten to meet with all the guys yet. It's been such a whirlwind in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think they have their solid group that'll come back, and hopefully they can lead who is the incoming freshman. I honestly haven't had time to look and see who the freshmen are. I know a few of them, but I'm hoping they'll fit in with what we have for the court already.
Yeah, it's always good to have, as you said, now some experienced players and, you know, some older players, I guess, to help you build a program so you're not coming in, you know, from the bottom with, you know, a bunch of young players. So always good to have some experience to help build the program around.
Yes, exactly.
Now, unlike most other St. Vincent sports, which compete in the PAC, the President's Athletic Conference, men's volleyball is in the AMCC, the American Mountain Collegiate Conference, because the PAC doesn't have men's volleyball. So talk about the AMCC and the competition that you're going to face.
The AMCC has a lot of good teams. They have a lot of experienced teams since they have been around. Those teams have been around longer. I mean, Geneva and Teal are in that conference as well, so it is some familiar faces for the coaching staff at least, and some of those guys at least see what the PAC brings. But I think that I honestly like the fact that we participate in a different conference. We get a different look for me, being with women's volleyball, it's always nice to see new teams. So I am honestly glad that we get to be in a different conference for right now. But I know Hiram is one of the dominating forces in the AMCC. But from there, it's anyone's game usually. So volleyball is one of those games that it just depends who shows up for the day. So.
Yeah, so pretty much you got to be ready to go every time you step on the court.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you mentioned liking being the AMCC. Now, would you like to see the PAC have men's volleyball at some time, you know, in the future?
I would. It would be great for the conference if they could have an additional sport in, I mean, a sport like men's volleyball that's growing so much in so many areas. It's I think it'd be a good addition because of having the women's volleyball program. It would help the women's programs as well be able to recruit a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, because the PAC is a very good conference, and as you mentioned, and you've seen a lot of the teams, you know, it's always good competition and all the programs are very solid. And as we get ready to wrap up here, Coach, tell me again your goals for your first year as head coach and maybe some future goals for the program as you move along here.
So my number one goal, I believe, is going to be just to compete. I want to get out there. I want the team to buy in. I mean, it's going to be really difficult, I'm sure, for some of them to be okay with having a female head coach. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big stepping stone for me to get them to trust me and get them to believe that I can do this, and I can coach you, even though I am a girl. That's going to be my big thing at first. But, yeah, like I said earlier, I want to just compete. I want to make sure that they have the opportunity and they have all their skill sets that they need to be able to come out ready. Like we said, any time, any day, everyone needs to be ready. So regardless of the competition, I think our schedule is pretty difficult this year. So having the teams that we have to go against being very experienced, just using what we have and going from there. I mean, I hope to have a couple more wins under my belt this year so that the program can continue to grow and bring anybody that may want to come onto the team and bring the name of St. Vincent Men's Volleyball out there so that it can grow just as well as any other program.
And as we close here, Coach, I'll leave you with this from a man's perspective. And you know this, if you instill the fear, you know, the men always fear the women. So if you instill that fear factor in them, I think you'll be just fine.
All right. I'll have to remember that. That'll be day one. Fear factor. Got it.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for taking the time today. Again, congratulations. Best of luck with the men's volleyball program at St. Vincent. And I hope I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. And that was new St. Vincent men's volleyball coach, Kate McCauley. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.